Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly message for the month of October 21. Hi, I'm Daniel Foley from the Abundant Life Training Center, and welcome to our monthly message for October of 2021, which is writing out your prayers. Writing out your prayers. We're often in this time of the year right now, as we get into the fall, where God begins to initiate, we talked about yesterday, transfers and transitions in our lives, where God begins shifting the pieces around, repositioning us in our lives. And it often comes in two forms, transfers and transitions. The transfer usually comes first. It's usually coming sometime in the next couple of weeks, a repositioning, a transfer from one location to another. This could be people transferring. This could be money or stuff or land or property or something transferring from one place to another, transferring between hands. Typically, the transfer happens first. And then after the transfer, there's usually a change of use. There's a repositioning in that we begin to, God begins to call us to the next level. As we begin to transition, it's a time of growth and we enter into a new stage, a new season, a new process, a new stage of our growth as we go to the next level. But before we can get to that time, as I was looking back over the last couple of years, I feel like God was walking me back over the last several years of doing the yearly cycle with him. If you're not familiar with God's yearly cycle, something we talk about in our program, The Abundant Life Blueprint, is that God has a calendar. God has a calendar with important dates on the calendar, and it's cyclical. Certain things tend to come around every year. And I like to think of it as a winding staircase that's going up. It's cyclical. It's going around. But hopefully every year you go through it, you're at a higher level every time you go through. And sometimes for part of the year, as you're going around in a cycle, it looks like you're going the wrong way. But then as we get into this time of the year, God begins to open the doors and the transfers and the transitions begin to come to the next level. But as I was looking back over the last several years, I began to notice a theme. Almost every year before these transfers and transitions began to happen, a lot of them were major life transitions for me. Almost all happened between October and December. Every single year. Every year I was doing this, major life transitions. But almost every time they happened, I had this nudging or this prompting from God on the inside to begin to write out what I was believing him for. Write out asking for the solution, asking for the answer to the prayer, the thing you've been believing for maybe all year, maybe even longer, whatever that transition you've been hoping for is going to be. So for example, right now, my wife has been in line for some things at work to transition to the next level, but she's been waiting and waiting and waiting, and it hasn't happened yet. And I'm getting that nudge from God. Let's write out the prayer. And so I actually learned this from a pastor named Jerry Savelle. Jerry Savelle has a book called The Prayer of Petition, where you actually hand write out your prayers and you base it on scriptures. But you hand write out your prayers asking in the name of Jesus. And so here's the process that we go through typically. And almost every year we go through these transitions. It's like the door doesn't get open until we ask. And I like to turn it into a formal request. There's something very powerful that happens when you take your prayers and you put them into something like a formal request, like a legal contract or document. And we'll talk about how I do that here in just a second. But writing those prayers out, and you pray them and you give them to God. And you let him go to work on those things because he's your partner. So you pray these prayers, you write them out. And there's something very powerful about it because now you've got this piece of paper that is a point of contact. It's symbolic of that was the day I believed I received this from God. And whenever it looks like it's not happening yet, you can pull out that piece of paper. And there's something very powerful about that principle, having something physical that you do that goes along with your believing. Something physical that you do to go along with your believing. And so here's the way we typically write out these prayers. I will usually date them at the top. I'll usually date them and I'll say something like, and I'll write it like a letter. Heavenly Father, this second day of October in 2021, we're asking for, and I might even open it with thanksgiving a lot of times. Heavenly Father, thank you for releasing us from darkness, transferring us into light. Thank you that you're with us and for us, whatever you want to thank him for. And then say, on this second day of October in 2021, we're asking for, and then ask. I think if there's something that doesn't get unlocked, these transitions and transfers, I think he's waiting for us to ask. Oftentimes, he's waiting for us to ask. Ask for whatever it is that you've been believing for. Jesus says, you abide in me. You can ask for anything in my name. And the Father will do it so that your joy would be complete and he would get the glory. So that your joy would be complete and he would get the glory. So I'll often write that into the prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, Jesus said, I'll write that in the prayer, that if we abide in him, we can ask for anything in his name so that our joy would be full and you would get the glory. And so here's what we're asking for based on that. And if you have other scriptures that you can use for supporting evidence of things that he's promised, maybe you need finances, you can say, God, you promised to supply all of my needs according to your riches and glory. God, you desire above all things that we prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. You're able to make all grace abound to us, having all sufficiency in all things at all times. You can make us abound to every good work and be generous on every occasion. And just ask. Ask boldly, ask confidently for whatever it is you've been believing him for. And maybe he's been prompting or stirring that on the inside of you. Sometimes it will show up in the form of a bullet point list of, hey, this is the criteria of what we're looking for that I want it to meet. And you always end it, you know, we ask this in the name of Jesus at the end. And then we print it out and we physically sign it. We sign the copies. And here's another important part that I believe helps tremendously. Jesus says, if any two or three of you would get into agreement with each other, it would be established for them. And so find somebody to believe with you. Get a partner. Husbands and wives, that's probably the most powerful combination you can have. Maybe there's business partners or friends who will believe with you for this. Make sure you're in true agreement about it. Come to an agreement for it. And then sign the copies of this like it's a written contract. It needs to be signed. It needs to be dated. This is a formal asking of God. Sign it. Date it. Pray over it. Give it to God. Say, God, here's our requests for you. If you want to read it out loud, you can. But otherwise, you can give him. Say, this is our formal request of you, God. This is what we're asking for. And then what I like to do is to take communion over it. As a symbol of our covenant with God, of our partnership with God, I like to take communion over them. And I believe you go through this, it's a very simple process. It takes a little bit of time to type them out, to write them out, get clear. I think one of the things that helps is helps you to get clear on what you really want. Begin to write that out, type it out, print it, sign it, take communion over it. Takes a little bit of time to do, but it gets you so much more clarity. And I've seen just tremendous, miraculous results from this process. Just writing out the prayers. And I believe this time of the year, with the transfers and transitions, God's waiting to open up this next level for you. I think he's waiting like a parent who's excited to give their kids a Christmas present or a birthday present, where they just can't wait to give it to their kids. But he does say we need to ask. And I believe at the perfect time, God wants to unveil these things to us. But he does require that we ask. And so we're going to take communion over this today. Just as a point of thanksgiving and praise. And receiving this from God, that we can approach him with freedom and confidence. And find grace and mercy and help in our time of need. That Jesus said, if we abide in him, we can ask for anything in his name. And God would do it so that our joy would be full and he would get the glory. So Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you, for this new covenant. What an amazing gift. So thankful for you that you loved us so much that you were willing to send your one and only son to die for us. You didn't have to do that. could have left us on our own. You could have abandoned us and left us on our own. But you chose the way of love. You chose to keep giving, to sacrifice. Jesus chose to sacrifice for us. We're just so thankful for that, that because of his sacrifice, we're able to have this covenant relationship with you where we can know you. You can be involved in our lives, working for our good, doing life with us. And we're just so thankful for that. Just the opportunity to approach you and to be able to ask things of you, because nothing's impossible for you. So thank you. On the night Jesus was betrayed, he took the bread and said, "This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And he told his disciples, "Take it. Receive it." Hope that you'll give this a try, that you'll receive this, that you'll give this a try, that you'll write out this prayer. What is it you've been believing God for? Just write it out and ask him. He's got some amazing things he's had stored up for you. Just receiving that from him today. So Father, we thank you for this bread and ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. If you have your bread, you can take your bread. So then after supper, Jesus took the cup. He said, "This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, poured out for the forgiveness of sins for many." It's that forgiveness of sins that brings us into the light. We can have this new covenant relationship with God. Father, we're just so thankful for you. We got a new month here, which is just a reminder of a fresh start. You've given us a fresh start in life, this ability to have this new life connected to you. We thank you for that. I ask you to bless this cup in Jesus' name. If you have your juice, you can take your juice. So there's one more piece we need to discuss. Once you have your prayers written out, you pray over them, you give them to God. You got to believe you receive from him the moment you pray. The moment you give it to him, it's done. And it's simply a matter of time before things begin to unfold. But you got to stay in faith in the middle. If it looks like it's not going to happen, keep staying in the faith. Keep believing, keep trusting, keep thanking him and praising him all throughout as you wait. Keep yourself positioned in the light. Praise and thanksgiving. Keep magnifying him, how much he loves you, that nothing's impossible for him, for his steadfast love and his faithfulness. Keep praising him and thanking him for that as you wait in the middle. And it's simply a matter of time. But he knows the perfect time. So if you go through this process, I'd love to hear your testimonies. You begin to write this out. I'd love to hear about how God does these transfers and transitions very soon in your life. But I hope this has been helpful for you. If you'd like to learn more about partnering with us in the Abundant Life Blueprint, you can go to theabundantlifetrainingcenter.com.